You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Barron County Senior Center is inviting residents to a new weekly wellness class beginning Tuesday. The 45-minute Forever Fun and Fit wellness class will be held at the Senior Center every Tuesday morning from 8:30 a.m. to 9:15 a.m. It will be open to the public and there will be no fees or registration requirement for interested residents. Classes will be led by a certified occupational therapy assistant with a variety of seated and standing exercises designed to improve strength. More information on the classes is available on the Dove Healthcare website. The Washburn County Highway Department is warning area residents of road closures scheduled in the town of Barronette next week. According to transportation officials, the closures are necessary for two culvert replacement projects in the area. One culvert will be replaced on Woodyard Road to the west of South Heart Lake Road on Tuesday and Wednesday with a possible overnight closure. The second replacement project will take place at Shady Lane on Wednesday and Thursday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Residents should plan ahead as no detours will be posted. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is asking for the public's help with its reforestation program. The DNR is once again offering residents the chance to get paid for collecting red and white pine cones for the program, which are most readily available in early September. The agency will pay $125 per bushel of red pine cones and $70 per bushel of white pine cones. Residents should call state nurseries, including the Hayward Nursery in the Northwest region, before collecting the pine cones to ensure purchasing is still open. A Wisconsin appeals court affirmed a lower court decision ruling that the Department of Natural Resources can require concentrated animal feeding operations to obtain permits to help prevent manure spills and protect state waters. The lower court ruling was challenged by the Wisconsin Dairy Alliance and Venture Dairy Cooperative, who argued the permits could not be enforced because state requirements go beyond current federal requirements. The Wisconsin Department of Justice argued that the DNR would not have the resources needed to investigate polluters individually. Washburn County Deputy Warren Tuttle has announced his candidacy for county sheriff in the 2026 election. According to a press release, Deputy Tuttle has served in law enforcement for 19 years and joined the Washburn County Sheriff's Office in 2014. His announcement shared some key priorities if elected, including building trust with the community, combating drug and alcohol abuse, and supporting and developing other deputies. He also plans to be involved in the discussions surrounding the need for a new Washburn County jail in the future. A northern Wisconsin office targeted for closure by the Department of Government Efficiency will now remain open. The Bureau of Indian Affairs office in Ashland had previously been set to close this week under the Department of Government Efficiency's effort to find waste and fraud in the federal government. That decision has now been reversed, and the office will remain open through the end of its current lease, which expires in 2028. The office provides tribal members with services like law enforcement, real estate management, and land-to-trust applications. Attorney General Josh Call has announced Wisconsin is joining a multi-state amicus brief before the U.S. Supreme Court to defend a Colorado law that prohibits the practice of conversion therapy on minors. In a press release, Attorney General Call said states should be able to protect kids from being subjected to the discredited practice aimed at changing their sexual orientation or gender identity and puts those kids at risk. The amicus brief argues that the First Amendment of the Constitution does not shield ineffective or dangerous medical practices from regulation. A Rice Lake man accused of operating while intoxicated and leading law enforcement authorities on a chase that reached speeds of 110 miles per hour has been charged in Barron County Circuit Court. 35-year-old Aaron Waite was charged with felony attempting to flee an officer and misdemeanor third offense operating while under the influence last week. The alleged chase began on August 19th at around 9:30 p.m. when a Barron County deputy attempted to initiate a traffic stop after Waite's rolled through a stop sign at the intersection of Highways B and V. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents to wear a life jacket if they plan on boating during the holiday weekend. According to a press release, there have been 12 boating fatalities in the state so far this year, many of which involved boaters who were not wearing a life jacket. DNR officials are reminding residents that even strong swimmers could be at risk of drowning if they become incapacitated when they fall into the water or get weighed down by their clothes. They should also boat at a safe speed and only operate sober. The Department of Workforce Development is accepting applications for Wisconsin Fast Forward Workforce Training Grants. The program is meant to support local businesses by reimbursing costs for training skilled workers across a wide variety of industries. Grant awards of between $5,000 and $400,000 are available for training unemployed, underemployed, or existing workers for full-time positions and high-level roles. The Department of Workforce Development will accept applications for the grant funding until October 16th. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
A blockbuster trade. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers holding press conferences today to introduce Micah Parsons, who signed a four-year deal with the team worth $188 million, making him the highest paid player in the league other than a quarterback. Parsons, the most feared pass rusher, ending his time with the Cowboys. Mark Murphy, who retired a month ago as Packers CEO, was holding a press conference at his induction into the team Hall of Fame when the news broke and said he knew nothing of the deal.
Oh. So, what did they give up, Rich?
The Packers giving up their first-round pick next year and in 2027, and nine-year veteran Kenny Clark. College football, the Badgers beat Miami of Ohio 17-0, but starting quarterback Billy Edwards had to leave the game in the second quarter with a leg injury.
I don't have any answers on Billy, so good to see, though, that he was back out there, you know, able to be a part of the game and be with our team and things like that.
Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Actor Adam Sandler has decided to make yet another attempt at a serious movie role. Oh joy. It's not a total attempt, as Jay Kelly is labeled by Variety as a dramedy. Sandler will play a tell-it-like-it-is showbiz manager to the film's title character, played by George Clooney. How excited is Sandler to be part of the project? He said recently at a presser for the Venice Film Festival, "Holy sh**. I can't believe I'm getting this gift. Break a leg, Adam, and clean up the potty mouth." Speaking of Sandler, he recently played a song at the 50th anniversary Saturday Night Live gala. One of the lyrics was, "50 years of finding out your favorite musician is anti-Semitic." There has been speculation as to who Sandler was referring to. He declined to answer, saying there have been many over the years, but Kanye Crazy Town West claimed in a tweet on X, which makes no sense, that it was him, referencing Sandler when he said, "Adam Sandler, thank you for the love." Is Kanye clueless or crazy? Just like with many people on the X Twitter, it's hard to tell. How popular is Taylor Swift? Even the people on the periphery of her world are getting rich. Dancing with the Stars is in season 34, and according to TheWrap.com, Jan Ravnik will join the celebrity side of Dancing with the Stars. Ravnik recently was a member of the dance squad on the Swift's Eras Tour. The full cast of dancers for season 34 will be announced September 3rd on Good Morning America. Ooh, not sure I can wait that long. Earlier this week on Nightlight, we discussed aliens and ghosts, which is typically a fun topic that gets a variety of reactions. Recently, some star power has been added to the belief that aliens exist. Actress Emma Stone says she believes in aliens. She may have ulterior motives, as she is playing a CEO captured by a conspiracy group who believes she is an alien sent to destroy Earth in the new film Begonia, which hits theaters this October. When you're part of a studio talk show audience and the warm-up act tells you to do the wave when you hear the word banana, you just do it. Because why wouldn't you? Just don't do the wave when the host coincidentally says banana in her monologue. That is what happened on the Ellen DeGeneres Show, and it made her furious when she realized that writer and audience warm-up act Greg Fitzsimmons was behind it. It wasn't on purpose, but he had to step onto the stage and tell the audience that they should no longer do the wave when they hear that word. Ellen's talk show ended after 19 years due to what sources say was a toxic environment. Fitzsimmons confirmed those rumors on the We Might Be Drunk podcast. He did give her props and said she was an incredible stand-up. The writer-comedian said at first the show was very chill, but after some success, she got very difficult and would make younger writers cry. DeGeneres left America after the last election, but says she is not done with show business. Sounds like show business might be done with her. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today, otherwise partly to mostly cloudy with a high of 73 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop to 58 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 76. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops. but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.